This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, we're going to go ahead and get started. So if I could get everybody's attention, if you're still getting food, feel free to fill up. We'll call the EA meeting for May 20th to order here at 12:18. Are there any late additions to the agenda? Anything? Yeah? Bueller? Okay. Seeing none, we have approval of the minutes. We have the last two meeting minutes because we did not have, there's a technical error with the April 15th meeting minutes. So are there any changes, additions, deletions, subtractions? Pardon? Yeah, we can. With 10.
Motion to approve the minutes.
I second.
With 10 people. Yeah. Okay, there's been a motion by Curtis. There's been a second by Pilar. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right, seeing none, those carry. We'll do the same with the May 16th minutes. Any changes, additions, deletions, subtractions?
May
6th. May 6th. Okay. Any changes to the meeting minutes?
My name?
Your name. Where are we at?
It's not just Ruth, it's your Ruth.
Oh, okay. We will make that change.
Motion to approve the minutes?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor? All those opposed? Great, seeing none, those carry as well. So we have some guests with us, which we're excited to have.
Yay!
Curtis is excited too.
It was a great election. As a chair,
you did a fabulous job.
Good job, Curtis.
It was fit and fabulous this election.
Wow.
Don't forget fearless.
Fearless, that's right too.
I was waiting for
him to throw him down. Sorry, can't remember everybody's slogan. So what we had 9 seats available, and we had 9 interested folks apply. We did have one late submission that did not meet the deadline for the submission deadline. So all of the members were seated without an election because there was no point to go through the election without anyone to elect. But everyone is appointed and will start in the next term. I can go through or I can let folks introduce themselves. It's probably better if folks introduce themselves. So we'll sort of start this way. And then if you're new to the assembly for the next term, please introduce yourself, where you work, how long you've been at Cornell, something interesting about you, whatever you feel comfortable or want us to share and know. So we'll start over here with Taylor.
Sure. I met some of you at a recent meeting. I'm Billy Kettner. I work at Cornell Plantation. I have been at Cornell for almost 10 years, working for an affiliate. Before that, I was at PRI, which is the Paleontological Research Institution, which is an affiliate of Cornell, not part of, but related in some step-headed, child way. And then I came to Plantations, where I'm the marketing person. I've been involved in the community for several years, different organizations, I've served on boards. I've always been interested in this, and that's why I joined.
Great. Glad to have you. Amy.
Amy Solomon. I am the director of the Cornell Teach and Leadership Center, which is the Cornell Outdoor Education. Been here at Cornell for about almost, I think I'm on my 10th year. And I thought about this the last couple of years when the election cycle came around, and was never did anything about it, and then I thought this year would be a good year again. Interesting, certainly, around all the changes that are happening, and I'm happy to be here.
Welcome. You ran a good race.
Hi everyone, my name is David Sun. I am the resident hall director for Private St. Paul as well as the Multicultural Living Learning Unit. I'm currently in the middle of my second year working for a residential program.
I'm Michelle Seymour. I'm the director of the Vestibule Center at Veterinary College for going on 22 years now.
and this is my second term as a DEA member. And I was chair of the education committee. You're on the list.
I also work at the vet school, a little behind the DH vet lab. This is also my second term, and currently the communications chair of DEA.
Great, Curtis, I think we skipped you.
I thought it was a new member.
It was, but we're going to do everybody.
Since new people don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Curtis Burst, and I work in the School of Hotel Administration. This is my third term on the EA. Currently, I was the election chair. Also helped the election task force chair, and I'm also the treasurer.
Okay. Amy?
Amy,
I'm
from the
Center.
David? I'm David Burst. Not new. Just, I think I served about 3 terms. I'm like 6 years ahead of me, so much. 4. But I'll be back. I've got a few other things I want to focus on for the next year or two. I'll definitely back to the assembly. It's been awesome. We've accomplished a lot. And a lot of new people. Don't get discouraged. Things take a long time. I know things are going to take a year or two, but you can make huge, huge, huge differences and change a lot more than you would think. So it's just helping out and keep going and going and going and going. Never take no for an answer.
It's just an invite. I'm Richard. I'm working with the City Regional Planning in City Hall. It's been maybe 3 years in office. I've been working for it. Pleasure to serve on the board.
Hi everyone, I'm Brandy Nicholson. I'm a residence hall director in all the College Town area, Lake Hunts Hall. And I, like Amy's been thinking about this for a long time, and I always felt like I never had enough time, and then I realized I'm never going to have enough time to do it. I've been working at Cornell for 7 years, and Steve Jenks did a really good job getting the word out, because there's a lot of like programs that are in.
Great.
My name is Jeremy Cruiser. I'm from Cal IT North, and soon to be West, as we consolidate. I've been working for Cornell, I think, 3 years now. I belong to a few other organizations. I'm with Team RWD, the veterans organization on campus. I'll produce some volunteer work for the GX here at Ithaca. And when I'm looking at ways to improve just the environment for employees here, that's really an obvious choice. So I've been thinking about doing it. I dropped out of the meeting here and there over the past couple of years. And then the election came up this time, just better than my name. Glad to take part in something like this.
Great. Glad you're here.
I'm Bridget Cruzzelli. I'm completing my second term and I will not be renewing this year. I started a new job in horticulture in January and decided that I need to focus on that at this time in my life. But for those of you that are new, you will truly enjoy it. It's a great group of people to be with, and I've learned a lot and grown a lot. So enjoy yourself.
I'm Tanya Grove, and I work for Human Resource Information Systems, Workday, for those of you who love this system. I've been at the university for 19 years, and this is fourth term on the EA.
Hi, I'm Ann Paducka. I'm convinced that people do read your newsletters. I was trying to get them on the email yesterday, and I saw the meeting advertised. I thought I'd pop by. You know, I'm not elected. I'm just a random. I've been at Cornell for 8 years. I've been with a graduate student 3 years in my current role in career services and on call.
I'm Marie Giroux. I've been at the Vet College for 9 years.
I work in the Accounting Service Center there. And I'm in my first term in the Employee Assembly. And one thing that became very clear to me when I first joined the Assembly is that a lot of the things that we talk about here are things that when I am sitting at my desk doing my job, I didn't necessarily hear about. So it's a great way to find out things about the university, what's going around the university, and then think about how does this apply to staff? How can we, you know, work with that for staff?
I'm Pilar Thompson. I'm also at Vet College. Come August will be 5 years. I'm just finishing my first term. I got reelected for the second term. I'm also currently the Vice Chair of Internal Operations as well here.
Hi, BJ Cesaro with Alumni Affairs and Development. I'm the Executive Vice Chair. This is my second term.
First full term.
So I came to this meeting by way of an assembly member who said, hey, want to get a free lunch?
Sure,
I'll get a free lunch. And then I found myself in this room and then got involved, and it's a good place to be. So, right there.
Well, thank God BJ came for lunch, because I couldn't be the chair without BJ as vice chair. My name's Greg Mezzi. I'm the chair of the assembly. This is the start of my fourth year on the assembly, I think. I'm looking at Amy as the historian of all things assembly. I completed my undergraduate year, left for a few years, came back, have worked at the university as a director of food and beverage at the hotel for the last 4 years and a couple of months and a few days. Excited to be here, excited to see some new faces at the table. Sad to see some of the old faces go, we're looking forward to a great year. One of the things that's really going to be important for us to focus on next year, and we'll have to do some work, and I think BJ and I or anybody would be willing to meet with the folks coming on to the assembly to get a little bit more of a sort of up to speed or an update. We can do that one-on-one. We can do that as small groups. We can do that as a large group, whatever works. There's some perspective that I think will be important as we go through, because this term is a shorter term. It is 1 year. We're looking to make some pretty dramatic changes, but our goal in that is to be more representative of the campus community as a whole, trying to reach all the different corners of the university, continue our efforts in raising the awareness so that we get more folks reading the newsletter and finding the information and the partnerships that we're creating helpful. So we'll sort of reach out on an ongoing basis and set up some time to get folks acclimated with the assembly and answer any questions you might have, share some information. We'll do sort of a formal transition at some point, and then June, is it 17th? What's the?
I'm blanking on the date. Our last meeting is in June.
That's why I'm glad BJ liked lunch. June 17th, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is the last meeting in June? And we'll use that meeting as our sort of organizational meeting. So we'll wrap up any business that the current assembly has.
June, yep. The first June meeting?
So we have two meetings in June. Our last meetings are the 3rd and the 17th.
The 3rd is organizational. Okay. So the 3rd will be the organizational meeting. Thank you. Amy's giving me the nod. Yes, that's correct. So we'll do our organizational meeting then. We'll look at the leadership structure of the board for next year. Hopefully get some committee chairs, committee staffing, fill any other appointments or seats that we have available. And we'll make sure Pilar will put together a list of everything that's available, and we'll get that sent out to folks so folks can start thinking about what might be an opportunity to further involve yourself in the assembly. And then we have Linda over here, which we sort of skipped, and Gina and Brian as well.
I'm Brian. I'm the secretary in the Office of the Assembly. I'm an undergraduate student, and I'm just filling in, of course, the meeting today.
Great. Does anybody have any questions before we get into the rest of the agenda? Any comments, thoughts? No? All right. Sort of already talked about the general body elections. So the Board of Trustees report, I sent out in an email, and there were some paper copies available. Just wanted to see if anybody had any questions or if anybody had any thoughts on pressing topics they just had to get out and wanted to make sure were shared, but wanted to provide this as sort of an opportunity for folks to contribute. I will be making a presentation to the trustees as they kick off their meeting this coming weekend. And this was the report that I submitted to them in advance of that meeting. So wanted to open it up for comments or thoughts or suggestions, what anybody might have, if any at all.
I thought it was well done.
Yeah. Thank
you. So I like that you include all the resolutions in there. If we have any, my only suggestion would be if we have any response to resolutions, approvals, or whatever, maybe just to...
Yeah, I like those. And I will make sure that I get those out to folks as they come in. Big thanks. Sorry.
I would say I really like it as well. I just thought in the final thought, it's possible we can just reiterate, like, looking forward to working with the new president and changing the, or if we, you know, going on the roadshow about the new structure. I know we mentioned it in the report, but I think as a final thought, that's probably usually like the last part people read.
Sure. Okay, great. And I can make sure we definitely hit on that in our in the sort of the oral presentation as well, because I think that's the part that a lot of them pay the most attention to. Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be open again? Can we? Because I know we've
been that part of it's open.
Yeah.
And when is that?
I will send that out. I need to confirm the location because it was in the last email I have. It's still to be determined. I'm pretty sure it's in a law school.
What's the
date? Saturday morning?
No,
Friday morning. Friday morning. Sorry, Friday morning. I'm getting ready for graduation.
I was
going to
say.
Friday. Tina?
But if you get in Friday morning, we'll get the flight. But if you're interested in attending, it is you have to get a ticket. So if you want to just give a call to the office, we can help facilitate that.
I will send it out this afternoon. I'm pulling it up right now. Give me 1 second.
It's in the morning.
You're right. It's Friday, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's the afternoon.
Friday, 3 o'clock. What threw me off was that. So they one of the things they've been doing this past year is inviting all the chairs of the representative assemblies to the rest of the meeting, which is something they've done in the past as well. And that's the Saturday meeting. That's where I got confused because that was the last thing I read. So Friday at 3 o'clock, location I said still to be determined. It'll either be in the amphitheater at the Statler or at the law school, but I will confirm that and send it out. And if anybody's interested in going, just respond back to me and Gina, and we'll make sure that folks have
tickets
to go. Because it's open, but they just want folks to register that they're going.
I'd encourage everyone to go. I mean, I think it's good to show support for us and shows that we're active and doing things. I know when Bridget gave her presentation, it was just nice to see other folks kind of in the room.
Mm-hmm. So. Older rep is standing up there, so to have familiar faces right there.
Nodding, smiling, laughing when appropriate would be great. Big shout out, though, to thanks to BJ for his quick and diligent work. On helping articulate some of the structure. Gina as well for being a sharper pencil than mine and editing things. Really appreciate both of their help. And then both Michelle and Tanya for their response on the committee work for just helping sort of the oral presentation and gathering that information. So appreciate everybody's input and involvement. And I think this really reflects all the work that everyone has done throughout the last year, so hats off to everybody for just their involvement in the process. Any other questions on the report or the presentation? No? All right, great. So I'll turn it over to BJ, who has some follow-up for the TCAT Transportation Forum. We'll go from there.
Does everyone have a letter, a copy of the letter from them to Brad?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a follow-up from the TCAT forum that we had, as well as the transportation forum. And one of the things that came out was that a lot of TCAT support is typically operational, trying to figure out the operational costs, but now they're facing a lot of capital costs. And something that we can help as an assembly in terms of helping TCAT with those things are potentially lobbying and writing members of Congress that help control some of those funding allocations, and showing that this is a thriving transportation system that's really highly utilized here in this region, and also kind of a model for other similar transit systems across the nation. So as opposed to pulling funding from it, getting more capital funding for it. So we met with, I am now blanking on their names, from the state and
Charlie,
the DC office.
Is it Krasanski? And then from DC was
Diane Miller.
Yes. And another
and some of
person who had
there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had these written down before, so I haven't been going to look at notes. But they suggested that there are specific things that we could, help kind of organize people to write letters towards assembly folks, and that's what's outlined here in this letter. So here's a form letter, drafted. They've looked at it, said it looks great. I'm looking now, what are our next steps? So how do we start to encourage other people to participate in this, write their Congress, government officials, and what do we kind of want to see as an action step for this? Because I think this would be, we saw how many people attended the forum, so I think there's a lot of interest in this. So how do we push those folks in a direction that's kind of, here's something that you can do? So I just want to bring that to the entire assembly before we kind of went back.
Curtis?
Can I ask, before we send this, has there been any follow-up about specific concerns made at the... So, like, the change in the 82 bus schedule, the changes with the other ones. Because I'm just curious, before we start writing Congress, have they started addressing any of the concerns that were mentioned there?
I think a lot of the concerns were on buses breaking down and getting new additional buses that will help with the service. And to do that, they're going to need grant and federal and state funding in order to add the cost.
But you were discussing some of the simple changes, as it were, the 82 not going to the, you know, the B lot, the 81, things like that, that they could in theory address before we start going to the larger community to say, okay, even though they haven't done any of these little, you know, changes you requested, we do want you to write. So do we agree with that?
I think you indicated that at the next time the schedule comes out, like four times a year, something like that. It's about the next schedule, that when they come up with a new schedule for the next summer,
it would be.
And there were no.
Oh, there were no.
Yeah.
There
were none.
Oh,
okay.
Oh. So let me. So it's kind of two answers. So it's like what Michelle said. From that meeting, they mentioned that a lot of the scheduling changes were made because they have a limited number of buses, new buses, so they are adjusting accordingly. So asking for more capital funding to help replace the aging bus fleet helps some of that. But then following up directly, some of the TCAT staff members took the comments back. They haven't returned any, like, what are the action steps we've done. So that's something I can certainly follow up with the TCAT staff on. We know you took notes. Is there any updates you want to send out to the staff community? So that both of those things kind of happen together.
The second piece on the transportation, specifically the Cornell transportation, I know that afterwards when I was speaking with Bridget and her group, there were some things that Bridget felt that she could do and get us a response on rather quickly that would sort of ease some of the tension or friction that might exist around certain topics, the number of past issues that came up, some other flexibility type issues that they can just suggest changes operationally and implement. So I'll follow up with her to see if there's anything that she wanted directly communicated back with the community on. But I know that they did really appreciate hearing that, and I think it was good for her entire team to hear that firsthand, some of the concerns that folks raised. Curtis?
So my follow-up thought, I think a good way to bring this out is if we can collect some of what are they doing next up to that, and then the next EA newsletter, we can have, here's the update, and here's how you can get involved in this conversation by writing your congressman. That would be my idea, but I think we should
packaging it.
Yeah,
definitely mention something that they've done, because I can imagine if you just say, go write your congressman, because they say they need more money.
Sure.
That probably won't.
That's a good,
that one worth the name of me.
Good strategy. No, of course, always.
Yeah. As someone who just saw the newsletter for the first time, I'm wondering, personally, I would respond if this email, or if this were in an email, and maybe the transportation office emailed that people who have certain passes, and said that, you know, if you live in Hudson County, you might be using TCAT, it's in jeopardy or need support. I would appreciate that, you know, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion. I know one of the comments too, and one of the things that we're trying to balance is it not appearing to Albany and Washington as a Cornell initiative, but as a resident of the county issue. So trying to balance that, I think is just where the folks who do this for a living. You know, lobby in Washington and Albany on behalf of Cornell will help us sort of navigate that, but that's a great idea to reach out specifically to folks that we know are using and maybe finding a way that we can have transportation encourage it without it being, you know, a direct, you know, from Cornell to Albany or Washington. That's a good suggestion.
One of the other things that I think would be really important to look at, and you're probably going to hear this a lot from me for the next year, is looking at the social media. We've got avenues on Facebook through the TCAT Facebook page, avenues for Downtown Ithaca Alliance through their Facebook page. I'm sure they would be willing to help with that. Ways to advertise to our local community to get not just Cornell support, but that local community support to get the word out there. Because there's a lot more than just Cornell that use research service. It's going to be really, I think that's where we're looking to get that kind of support. Yeah.
Jeremy, do you have connections with, like, the folks that run Downtown Ithaca Alliance?
Do you know a few of the folks on Downtown Ithaca Alliance? And it's an open Facebook page, so anybody can get involved, but I actually have a couple personal contacts on there, too, that I could actually get to come from them. I'm fairly certain I don't think. I'd have to look up his name again. I'm terrible with names.
So maybe what I'll do as well, too, is I'll put something for the folks that are new. We have a shared drive on Cornell's box, so we'll get you access to that as well, too. But maybe I'll put up a box folder that just has a put your name and what kind of context you have that can help us push this out, so at least we can just see where all the things are going.
Yeah, but as many people that can push this out as possible, I mean, I think that's really the, you know, so if you have internal lists, you know, or groups that you're part of, or, you know, really I think what we'll, BJ will sort of do is package the letter in a way and package some instructions and work with the folks in Albany and Washington to make sure that folks know who their congressmen are and folks know who their state representatives are based on where they live and things like that.
New York State.gov webpage has links that you can just put this on as an attachment, and they're always very good at getting back to you, so you have someone actually there.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting because we asked, that's one of the questions we asked the Washington and Albany folks was, you know, and it's like, no, every single piece of mail is read and it's categorized and cataloged and responded to, and then, you know, the person in the office who's responsible for that specific initiative, you know, takes all those letters and looks at it and then uses that to inform. So it definitely can really make an impact. It's not just, you know, sending paper to Washington and it gets lost in the, you know, the bureaucracy shredder, but it actually can and will make an impact. Michelle?
Usually I'm going to put some more info, transportation and car pileups on 13, and parking is never a problem for me, but I've been coming in at 8 during this week, and traffic is back up from Ryan to Varna, it seems. So mass transit will be very good, and it's just people all coming in at 8 o'clock, because that route is further down that the construction's happening. So those TCAT buses that are coming in for Dryden and everything really should be full.
Yeah.
Help alleviate some of that. Or maybe we can talk to HR about that flex time. Instead of everyone starting at 8, start them at 8:30 or 7:30, so that everyone's not on the road at the same time.
Well, and I think, you know, you raise the point about the communication piece of it, where, you know, if there are going to be things that happen that, you know, I don't come in that way, so I can't speak to that, but if there's, you know, things that are going to happen, you know, is there a way to communicate, hey, these things are happening, might be good to get on the bus, or might be good to carpool, or maybe ask your supervisor about coming in a half an hour early or later. And those are, I think, the end goal, and I think we're along that journey getting there, but it's continuing to reinforce that type of, you know, cross-departmental communication at Cornell is not always the easiest of communication. So how do we link up with people in the know about the construction, people in the know about transportation, people in the know about HR? Where do they come together? And I think that's one of the things we're trying to work on. Tanya?
So two things. Mm-hmm. So for this, if folks are not residents of Tompkins County but work in Tompkins County and rely on the bus, so can, do you want them to do this as well, and should we change the language? Because they live or work in,
yeah.
Because technically, the people live across the street from me who work at Cornell. They live in Seneca County, but they have to work.
Yeah, I'll make that as a good catch. Thanks.
So just a thought on that. And just on to the, back to the question of have they made any changes to routes since all the conversations. It looks like for the summer schedule at least, Route 82 is serving ELOT with a little bit more frequency.
Oh, good.
So now they're doing 7:08 a.m. through 8:58 a.m. and then 3:32 to 5:22. So it looks like
that's
the early and late, that's when
cool.
Most people are going back and forth, they're hitting that a little bit.
Let's get like an official something.
Yes,
official has began Monday.
Great.
But I mean, I think we should communicate that then.
And it says right on there that they're doing, you will have additional rush hours just between minute frequencies from the
right.
Times in response to customer feedback.
There you go.
So I think
we'll take that as a win.
Do you want me to forward?
That would be great.
Do it.
Yeah.
And our response to it may help it through the fall and winter, too. Not
sure.
My guess is that it will continue.
I would think so.
Yay.
Good. Yay.
And you know what?
This is great.
Progress. All right, any other comments or thoughts on the TCAP?
Hope for that email from me. My email appears to be working with everyone now.
The other one.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up with Bridget.
Yeah.
She said she was going to follow up, but I'll touch base with her again.
I guess. Nothing else about this.
Okay. So this is a relatively short agenda for us today,
mm-hmm.
As we sort of wind down.
Because we had that crazy
last
meeting before.
and we really plowed through a lot last meeting.
Yeah.
So this isn't typical. If there's anything that anybody else would want to bring to the table or discuss, we do have some time.
Tanya Festa.
Yeah.
So we have a George Peter Award. I'll put on full calendars, but we'll have a George Peter Award in the Vet College.
Again, yay.
Again.
We are so good.
In the Vet College, June 4th at 11 a.m. In the
AHTC lobby. I got permission from Kim.
Okay.
That's Animal Health Diagnostic Center.
Yes.
It's the new
lobby.
Yeah, the new.
Because we're losing a lot of other spaces because of the construction, and it's also the Thursday before really weekend, I think some of the spaces are used for the new stuff.
Tanya knows where it is now.
Yes, because she's been there before.
And I know who's been there now, too.
Okay.
So we're good. Last time we went there, Mary and I got lost wandering around the building. Okay. So no worries.
I forgot who the dean was.
And I forgot who the dean was.
Yeah.
And Mary pointed out, and I looked, and I couldn't remember his name. But he said, the dean. Like that. That, and then June 11th will be our kudos lunch.
Okay.
So I will also put that on everyone's calendar.
We're doing the same thing with staying at
Statler. Yeah, staying at Statler.
It is.
It will be a nice little lunch.
And that's 11.
That's usually, I think we get there at like 11:30, if I remember, because they want us to go through the line before
or anyone else.
Yeah, that we do.
Estimate on number of people this year? Is it larger?
It's about the same, I think, but I'll get the number.
I mean, we have the money.
Speedy, you've got to pay.
I think it's actually like 150 people this year. I mean, we tripled.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but whatever we don't, I mean, it's not like.
I thought we lose it.
No, we can roll it, can we? We can request it.
So we earmark it specifically for communications,
marketing?
No,
marketing?
No, the budget.
So it would have to be earmarked for people to say, otherwise it doesn't roll.
So we can earmark it.
So yeah. We'll earmark it.
Yeah, consider it earmarked.
Whatever's
left is earmarked.
It's shut down in the middle.
What am I earmarking?
We'll have to decide that at the next meeting.
If, the education committee. Can we roll it over and earmark that?
So I guess one of the things if we could ask for the last meeting is to have an updated and accurate account statement or budget.
Yeah.
So that, what?
This is the last meeting.
No, June.
No, this is the last meeting.
June, sorry, yeah, I'm all over the place today.
Come on, this is the last meeting.
Curtis, can you pull that?
No. So here's my question. So the end of the fiscal year is not till June 30.
Yeah,
so
right.
If we could have for the first meeting in June
detailed
a detailed budget so that before that time we can earmark it, that would be great.
Do we know if our F-16 budget has been approved?
It has been with the annotation. When you last met, we
you asked for more money, right? Good.
How much more?
Yeah. Good job.
Get it,
good job. Well, that's the retreat, so we can do our retreat then for the summer?
Yeah.
Okay.
We could do another retreat.
I think we should do a retreat. Anyone else? Retreat people?
The other thing that I would love for us to talk about is maybe have a couple meetings over the summer. I feel like, we meet in June, and then we don't meet again until August. I mean, yes, we do kind of do the retreat, but it would be great if, even if we just to plan
like
a retreat.
Like just a
meeting,
summer, like hours.
Once a month.
An hour meeting. Maybe we could spend an hour going over, like, the elections task force stuff that we talked about, just start brainstorming or something.
Yep.
Because I think we get through the school year, we get to break the meetings, and we have guests, and we don't get the time to do that. And I like the stuff that we were starting to do at the beginning of the year, and we didn't get to
the year kicks in.
Yeah, and the year kicks in. So it would be nice to be able to, and, make it just, if people can come, they, there'll be vacation time.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's a good idea, and maybe we can have we have the calendar set for next year's meeting. So maybe we can add to that a couple of proposed dates over the summer. We can take a look at and just get those proposed, and then we can put that out there for everybody at that first meeting in June.
Do you want a special meeting, or are you going to have some like ad hoc sort of meeting or committee?
Well, how about this? Let's, if we have an organizational meeting in June, let's add that as part of the electing officers and talking about what the assembly is.
Yeah.
So then it's the new assembly.
Yeah.
So can I add something to what Tanya said? So I was thinking that the elections task force of the I always use the word complicated, but I think it requires explanation. And so since we have a lot of new faces, it would be nice if they knew what would be discussed beforehand so that they can jump in with ideas. So I don't know if it's up on the box exactly what we did, as I don't recall, because there's so many things on the box that I've lost my way in the box. But
sorry, I'll leave it on the box.
Okay.
I was correct.
Yeah. So we'll definitely set up some transitional hot topic discussion opportunities over the summer. We can call them meetings or, get-togethers or whatever they might be. But
a little wine.
Yeah.
I'm good with all of the above.
Is there a room big enough for us since things are so quiet in the summer, like at the art museum or...
We could look at having a meeting somewhere else.
We also have money, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could look at something like that.
That may not be... How about at the plantations? They have a really lovely...
Don't have any name.
I'm just saying.
If I
host an event at plantations, it's free.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, use our members. I
mean, yes.
It is a lovely place.
And that's the thing. We don't have any name yet. But it is our hope and our rebranding strategy that does come out of that. That's not an engagement. So I officially do want to state that all our meetings are recorded and then published on our website. So that's why we do approval for the minutes beforehand.
That's what.
And I'll admit, but somebody's not honored.
That said, there is a provision for executive session where it is off the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a letter to the editor that has been sent from our director to Cornell Daily Sun, and hopefully they will run it.
The sun's done.
Did Sun publish a few more times during the season? They published this weekend.
Yep. They have
and then they published during the
weekend. Reunion. Yeah, they have two special editions. And they're published online.
Yeah.
Some news and things like that.
So if, for those of you that are really interested in helping spread the awareness that, you know, coin optimization does have in, I don't want to use the word issue, but there's people that are concerned with the name, reach out to the Sun and say, you know, we know that Christopher Dunn has sent a letter to the editor. We hope you use it. Which all the letter does is just explain
the process. Great. Does anybody have anything else to add before we adjourn? No?
I just want to thank Greg for the leadership for the year.
DJ make the world go round. I just talk about it.
And Curtis.
Yeah.
And Eric.
And Steve is not here.
And I think before we end, too, all the members, of course, as always, are appreciated. You know, but the folks that do support us on a regular full-time basis, even though it is their job, they do a fabulous job at their job. Amy and Gina.
Yeah.
Really and all of our clerks and secretaries in the office as well, who take...
Secretary.
He used to
secretary.
He did? No. Not years ago. I've been here too long. All right, well, with that, we'll adjourn and really look forward to a great next year. For those of you not returning, we wish you all the best. We hope that you stay involved. You'll come visit.
Committees.
See how I love the staff committee with former EA members. And then please also continue to be an advocate for the employee assembly and employee community within your own workspace as well. So for those of you joining, more information will come out and we'll have all that stuff sort of laid out in the next 2 weeks before our next meeting. So with that being said, have a great day. Enjoy commencement weekend if you're working, you're volunteering, or just staying at home and enjoying the lovely weather that Cornell arranged for us. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.